It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, folks, welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. So today we're going to wrestle with this question of how do you know when it's time to consider moving on from a youth ministry role? I moved too often in my first bunch of years of youth ministry. Let's just get that right on the table up front. I can easily explain or justify each move. The church couldn't hire me full time. I got fired. There were budget cutbacks and I was going to lose my job. All legit, all rational. 2 years at the first church, 3 years at the second church, 18 months at the third church, and 5 years at the fourth church. The problem is, though, that I think my mess was too much of the decision-making goulash each time. I wanted more power. I wanted to be liked more. I wanted to be respected more. And man, the grass is so freaking green at that church calling you. It's like green food coloring green. And in my immaturity, I jumped. I'm not saying those moves were mistakes, but I'm definitely saying my process of deciding was faulty. Well, except the time I got fired, I didn't have much say in that bad boy. But my discernment process for the next job was really just as faulty as the ones I arrived at with more intention. It wasn't until I left my fourth church to work at Youth Specialties that my process was patient and thoughtful and anything resembling spiritual discernment. We in the church world are pretty good at masking this. We're quick with the God is calling me language because it just doesn't sound that good to say, I just don't like you people, or sorry, but that other church offered me way more money, or I ran out of ideas here and need to go somewhere else where I can repeat them all and have them seem new. Over my dozen years at Youth Specialties and the 17 years since, I've had hundreds of youth workers ask me about leaving. I don't think we have the space to go into a deep response about spiritual discernment, but let me take a swing at a couple other related issues. First, are you worn out? Youth ministry can be one of the more wearying jobs out there. Plenty of other jobs are more physically exhausting, but when you add in the emotional, mental, spiritual, and relational strain, well, it's easy to get toasty. So we all get worn out. The question is this a worn out that, with some rest, I can come back from? Am I tired or am I worn out to the point where I'm going to do some damage if I stay? You might need some extended rest or a sabbatical in order to figure this out. Of course, that feels risky too. My friend asked for and received a 3-month sabbatical to discern if he was supposed to stay at his church. And on the day he returned, tell the church that he had a renewed sense of calling and was going to stay, they informed him that they'd decided the opposite. Ah, churches, the goofy bride of Christ. The other significant question I think youth workers need to be asking themselves is, can I find something, anything, that I can respect about my senior pastor and church leadership? In my experience, most people who are even considering a move at all are to one extent or another dissatisfied. Something is not great. And more often than not, when I dig into these questions with youth workers, I find the core issue circling around an eroded trust in or lack of respect for the senior pastor, or sometimes the broader church leadership. But that's often tolerable if the youth worker feels like the senior pastor is being honest about it. Here's what it boils down to for me. If you're wondering about leaving, even flirting with the idea, there are some steps to take and questions to ask yourself. First, bring a discernment team around you for this purpose alone. Obviously, these need to be highly trustworthy people who will understand the confidentiality of the situation. Read up on Quaker clearness committees and give the group permission, even a charge, to ask you anything and everything. Ask yourself, second, why am I less than satisfied? Be ruthlessly honest with yourself and journal about it. And then third, if your dissatisfaction is centered around a lack of respect for the leadership of the church, you have three options. Leave. If you are bitter and stay, you will do damage. Hear this. Even if the church leadership really is wrong, it's wrong for you to be a mini Godzilla. Second, realize you need to leave, but not immediately. Set a deadline. Be optimistic and supportive of the church leadership in the meantime, knowing that there's a light at the end of your tunnel. Or third, find something to respect about your senior leadership and pray for a softened heart and renewed passion. I hope you're able to stay, but if you can't or shouldn't, get some help on how to leave without going scorched earth on the place.
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years, and I've just see regularly in front of my very eyes see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level two cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.